Hello and welcome to HOA, Huckleberry's Outdoor Adventures. I'm your host, Gavin, and we're just going to do a quick, tiny little update. So I did go on the trip in August. We got back in September, and we were out there for a week. That was very, very fun, pretty laid back. The weather wasn't terrible. We went out Wednesday, stopped at the Sioux Locks, and stopped at a place called the Uber Pasty Company, where I got some pasties. God, I keep saying pasties. I know that it's pasties. It's just one of those things. But we got some pasties. If you're in that area and you're looking for a good pasty, that is the fucking place, dude. They have a triple berry pasty with like a, I think it's like a, some kind of frosting, sour cream base. Like, you know what I mean? Like the sour, I don't know. I'm not a cook, but it's really, really, really good. Probably one of the best desserts I've ever had, and having it right on the beach made it that much better. So we stopped in the Sioux, which was about an hour off of our place, and then got to our place an hour later or so, and man, it was beautiful. It was rainy though, so we kind of waited in between the rain breaks to set our tent up, and it would stop raining for 10 minutes. We'd try to get it out, then it'd start raining, so we ended up just doing that like two or three times, and finally I was like, fuck it, the next time it stops raining, we're getting the tent up no matter what. If it starts raining, fine. So we do that. And promptly after we get the rain fly on, it starts raining. Thankfully, nothing inside got wet. And we got all our stuff in there, got the kid in there. Kid immediately ran out onto the beach in the rain and started playing. So that was cool. We had a couple like little incidents, but you know, like we had some issues with our car. We took him through some deep holes on trails, and I thought I was burning up my alternator. Some of the other group came in later, you know, a couple days later, and I went to go pull him out, and I thought my alternator gave out because I watched my voltage drop once I yanked him. It was really weird, and then all of a sudden it stopped doing that, so I wasn't really all too worried. But then me and my buddy Austin went out to do some trails. We hit some more water, went to go back into town to get gas, came back, and we found out two of his studs broke on his wheel, and we had to go grab studs. So I had to go to Sault Ste. Marie, an hour away, to grab studs, which is no big deal. I mean, for a buddy, he's helped me out like that before, no big deal. But when I went to start my truck up to leave, my truck wouldn't start. Long story short, after looking and trying to diagnose what was going on, took the OBD2 scanner to it. Alternator ran fine after we jumped it, and turns out my negative terminal was loose because we have been bumping around. I have a red top battery, and I don't have the spacer to kind of clamp it down tight enough, so it was just wiggling my negative terminal off. So we tightened that back down, drove to the Sioux, grabbed his studs, came back, got him all fixed up, which he did by himself in less than 5 minutes, and we got back out on the trail. We did some more trails. We did a couple of trail rides that week, and it was an absolute blast. We saw some nature, obviously. We saw some freighters. I don't know, man. It was really nice. It was good to see people I haven't seen in probably a year. This trip is one of the bigger trips, so a lot of people try to really make it out for this one. So that was pretty cool. I don't know if I did like all of the main things that they usually do. I don't think I did like the main trail ride. They ended up having some cool hole that they went into, and I missed that out, but I did my own thing. I like to kind of go at my own pace, and I don't like to be rushed through things. And Derek is a really good tour for, you know, beginners that want to see the area. I had already kind of seen the area, been there a few times. I know what's up. So I wanted to kind of do my own thing and explore the not so common areas. So we did that. And yeah, I had a blast. We spent the last couple days there. We left that Monday, actually. Got back home. It took the last 2 days to kind of clean up, do laundry and stuff before she had to go to work. And absolute blast. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm skipping past some things here, and I could probably make some long story about it. But it was good, dude. Everything worked. And I guess I should go into, like, I try to do like gear updates and stuff as I camp and as I go. With the colder weather up there at this point in time, the fridge handled amazing. And we were going out every day for a couple hours at a time, so the fridge was always charging back up to 100% while we were driving. So, fridge, perfect. I had absolutely no issues with the fridge. I had absolutely no issues with any of my cookware, with the Gerber Complete set, with the Cascade 212. Had no issues with my Anker 521 power bank, other than the already known issues, which is like sometimes it doesn't register that you're plugging something in. It has like a smart register. But we found our way around that. The USB-C to C connection plug on the Anker 521 still works great. So everything was good. The kid went through a ton of clothes. So we had those Kelty pack-and-go cubes, the cargo storage, whatever you call them. And those still work really, really well for having all of our clothes separated. So we were able to just grab his clothes really quick. Everything was all organized. Love that still. The wind the first couple days was kind of a problem, so we didn't set up our pop-up bathroom, but we did set up my side shower awning, and we use that as a bathroom. So yeah, everything worked and worked really well. I honestly don't have any complaints for the truck. It did great. The brakes were great, other than the alternator issue, which we figured out. Everything was good on it. So this trip went pretty flawless as far as that stuff can go. Yeah, what else? Austin got his truck fixed and he's good to go. We did have one emergency visit, but that was unrelated and she's okay. So that was fine. So yeah, I mean, it was a success. It was extremely fun. I got to hang out with friends I haven't seen in a long time. So yeah, there's your update. And yeah, small episode here. It's only going to be 8 minutes because it's an update, you know, and I already did one with the botches. I already explained the long version of it. But yeah, thank you for listening. I will do some gear updates pretty soon. I will do some Instagram updates, kind of how everything's going. And then I will do a kind of some new partnerships that I'm doing. And we'll talk a little bit about that. So thanks for listening, y'all.